I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us love driving. But nature certainly doesn't love us doing it. Alongside the pollution, there's the noise of traffic, which isn't just a nuisance for humans. Lots of research shows that man-made noise affects nearby animals. And now, a study shows how some insects are being impacted. Female crickets get so confused by road noise that they struggle to pick the best potential suitor from the pack. Adam Bent explained to me the situation.
We've discovered that human-generated noises, such as traffic noise, can affect mate choice decisions that animals make, which I know sounds lovely and fancy and stuff, but in actuality, what I did was I sat in a laboratory and watched crickets try and have sex under different noise conditions.
Oh my God. How do you explain that to friends and relatives?
Tentatively, that's for sure. Whenever my family asks about it, I approach it like it's a nightclub. It's really difficult to hear what the other person's talking about, and your brain kind of fills in the gaps. And sometimes you can just misinterpret what's being said entirely. And it's the same kind of thing, just in crickets in this case, rather than humans in clubs.
What's the equivalent then for crickets of having a conversation? What are they doing?
What male crickets can do is that they can produce songs by rubbing their two wings together. That's how they produce these chirpings that a lot of people are very familiar with. And in fact, what they can do is they can produce a number of different types of songs. The one that most people are probably familiar with is what we call the calling song. When a male performs it, they are attracting females from a distance. So they're essentially yelling out into the environment saying, look, I'm over here. Come at me if you want a piece of me. I'm open.
Right. Hey, ladies.
Yeah, pretty much. When the females actually come into contact with the males will then change the kind of song that he's producing. And this is what we then call the courtship song. Now, this is now to convince the female that the male is worth mating with.
What are the female crickets listening out for in the male courtship song?
So the male courtship song is made up of individual pulses repeated over a certain amount of time. And the more pulses there are in that song, the more attractive that song is going to be for females. You can kind of think of it as like a bit of a measure of the amount of energy the male is putting into the song. And that's in essence what the female is attending to when they're listening to the male song. They're saying, is he singing this very quickly? And thus, is he a high quality male, or is he perhaps a bit lackluster?
Are you saying then that they can't do that if there's traffic noise in the way?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we found. The traffic noise we used was actually a recording from the A14 just north of Cambridge, because that's the source that I had available close to me. We played it back at the same amplitude that we recorded it so that it was naturalistic. You know, these are the kind of levels that crickets might be facing in the environment. And females stopped showing any differentiation between high quality and low quality males.
Why? Could they just not hear the male's songs properly?
What we're seeing is probably more likely due to distraction. And the reason I say this is because if the male doesn't perform this song, or the female cannot hear that the male is performing this song, then mating just won't occur at all. And that's not what we saw. Females still mated. They just did it in different frequencies and they took significantly longer.
It sounds like if I'm a male that is not as healthy, I'm going to have a good deal because I'm starting to accidentally trick females into mating with me. But it sounds like everyone else might not be so happy.
You're absolutely right. Poor quality males are benefiting a lot from this. But from the female's perspective, they may have poor quality children and they might not go on to survive or reproduce. The high quality males that are putting in a lot more effort to produce these high quality songs, they're obviously not getting any benefit either. These kind of effects all add up. So if females can't pick high quality males, this human noise is disrupting the actual evolution of the species.
When it comes to these kind of problems, do you think animals are going to get used to living near roads and maybe evolve and get better at this stuff? Or is this really screwing them up?
By and large, it seems to be more the case that animals aren't able to cope with what is a very sudden evolutionary change in their environment.
What can we do? Can we do anything?
Yeah, no, absolutely we can. First off is just reducing the amount of traffic that we have on our roads. That's obviously quite a hard pill for people to swallow because, you know, we all like our comforts. So the other thing, which I think is probably a bit more promising, is just the development of the technology that we have. Electric cars, for example, are fantastic for this. They don't have that internal combustion engine that's making horrible noises. Similarly, we can create tires and road surfaces that don't create quite as much noise when they interact together.
Adam Bent, who did that research at Anglia Ruskin University. You can find it in the journal Behavioral Ecology.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.